The Washington Post refers to 7-year-old James Younger as Luna. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 24, 2019. The Washington Post referred to the 7-year-old boy whose mother is reportedly affirming his transition to female as Luna in its story about the child at the center of the custody case that is the subject of much controversy. WaPo reported. There is little that Jeffrey Younger and Anne Georgulis agree on about one of their twins. To start, is the 7-year-old transgender? It's a question that has divided the couple, Tex, parents, on how Luna, who was named James at birth, should be dressed to school and wear their hair. On whether the child should receive gender-affirming care, which could eventually lead to medical treatment to delay puberty. On which parents should get to live with the twins, and who should have a say in decisions over their health. At least one of those conflicts was resolved on Tuesday, as a jury in Dallas effectively granted Georgulis sole custody of Luna in a deeply personal case of gender identity, family conflict and viral misinformation that has lit conservative circles aflame, WaPo stated. James is at the center of a high-conflict custody battle between Younger and his ex-wife, Dr. Anne Georgulis, a pediatrician who reportedly diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, a psychological disorder that is characterized by a child's persistent, consistent, and insistent assertion of their cross-gender statements and behaviors. In a video shared by Younger on his website Save James, at 3 years of age, James said, "Mommy tells me I'm a girl." A jury in Dallas decided Monday against Younger's attempt to block his ex-wife's plan to start their 7-year-old son on puberty blockers and ultimately continue with cross-sex hormones in order to facilitate gender transition. The case has created a firestorm as more evidence is revealing the psychological and physical damage that is done to young children when their parents consent to puberty blockers before the children are capable of understanding the consequences. The jury decided Georgulis has full authority to continue to transition James, who is being renamed Luna, reported LifeSite News. According to the report, a consensus of 11 of 12 jurors decided the current joint managing conservatorship over the twin sons of Georgulis and Younger should be replaced by sole managing conservatorship by Georgulis. The battle between Younger and Georgulis intensified last year when James's mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. James's mother sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Georgulis also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who will affirm his transgender identity and his need for transgender hormonal treatments, which may begin at age 8. The court prohibited Younger from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. James's transition therapist reportedly continued to identify him as Luna and to place him on track for gender transition. Georgulis has reportedly said James began to imitate female characters from the Disney film Frozen. He asked for a girl's toy at McDonald's and asked to wear dresses. The mother reportedly said she contacted the GE Nisus Clinic at Children's Hospital Center. She was then referred to Rebecca Auer for counseling, who recommended a process of affirmation and suggested a social transition for James should begin with a young child going to school dressed as a girl named Luna. The battle reportedly escalated between the two parents when Younger learned Georgulis was socially transitioning James,